This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan live on CSN. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm unaware. When will we know who the Caps are keeping? When does that all go down?
It's a good question. I don't know Brian McClellan's schedule as far as who he's keeping and who he isn't.
Like, when's free agency start?
Well, I think it's going to, you know, soon, whatever the dates are, yeah. Like, when free agency starts, I assume Shattenkirk gone.
Right.
Oshie very likely gone.
When does that all start?
Ballsner,
I don't know
gone.
It in the NHL.
I don't know. We need to know. We know all the key NFL dates.
Free agency start. Well, the NHL entry draft or the expansion draft will be June 21st.
All right, so that's, expose some guys.
Right. Free agency starts July 1st.
Okay.
Which of our guys
so
are we going to expose
June, early July.
To the expansion draft?
They say Grubauer. That for whatever reason, the backup goalie, he's going to go to Vegas. Yeah.
He performed pretty well.
That's what people are saying.
I'm guessing the deadline is probably in the next couple weeks.
Because they have GM there, right?
Yes, correct.
Yep.
Right, so he's
Vegas' GM
so
now.
He's probably going to prey on the Caps roster if he can.
Plus, statistically, Grubauer was right there.
Yeah. So why would we expose him? Just because
you have to expose
a backup.
You have to expose a certain number of players at each position.
I understand you have to expose players. I didn't know at each position.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so that makes sense. Can't you bring up a third? Can you expose a third stringer?
I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs of the Vegas Golden Knights expansion draft list.
I just assume they're going to lose almost everyone, and I think we're all in agreement as Caps fans. We want TJ Oshie back, but I'm prepared for that inevitable disappointment. I'm prepared for that
again,
one
I'm,
to go.
I'm,
Oshie?
Yeah. I'm fine with the Caps coming in as a 7 or 8 seed and hoping something can happen from that route.
Like Nashville just did.
Like Nashville, exactly. By the way, look at Philip Forsberg's numbers during the playoffs. He's leading the Preds in goals and assists.
Well, how much did he play for the Capitals? I know he was an up-and-coming prospect.
I don't remember him playing at all.
So he was just a prospect that they dealt for Martin Erat.
I'm pretty sure.
I'd have to look up his game
logs. I'm no Caps historian, but I don't remember him spending a lot of time on the ice for the Caps.
We're just in that piece. We're in that portion of the summer where, look, you've got baseball going on, and you do have the NBA Finals. But that, you even have to wait till, is that June 1st?
NBA Finals, Game 1, June 1st.
And correct. You have the Stanley Cup Finals going on. But in terms of the local teams, and we were riding the locals hard for a good month as they were doing well in the playoffs.
It actually was now exhausting.
It's kind of a wait and see. It's like, all right, let's see what happens. Are the Wizards going to be able to trade Gortat? He's unhappy. Are they going to re-sign Otto? And same thing for the Caps. What are these teams going to do in the offseason?
According to his career stats,
he never played for the Caps.
His last three seasons in Nashville, he's put up 63, 64, and 58 points.
Right.
Those are some nice totals.
And he's played every single game.
Yeah.
But at the time, you thought Martin Erat might be the guy that put him over the top. Well, just like you thought Shattenkirk might be the guy that puts him over the top.
Well, apparently that wasn't the case.
They keep trying it. Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. That they thought that McClellan, now some of those deals might not have been attributed to McClellan, was the problem and was really blaming him for the midseason moves the last couple of seasons. They had the best record before they traded
for Shattenkirk. It's revisionist history.
Well, everyone was standing up and applauding McClellan for the moves he made.
Everybody that had playoff aspirations this season wanted Shattenkirk. So I'm not going to kill McClellan for going out and getting him and making that move. He thought it was the move that would have put them over the top and helped them advance further in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it
but
wasn't.
3 years from now, you might be lamenting that whoever is drafted with those number one picks are going to be the next Philip Forsberg.
I very well
just
could
like
be.
You are with Philip Forsberg.
Could be. I'm not alone in being a Caps fan that it's longing for Philip Forsberg to be back on our roster. I'm not the only one.
The team is going to look much different.
Decidedly different.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Make whatever tweaks you feel like you have to make.
If they come in next year as the 5 seed, all right, whatever.
Right.
They obviously can't win as a one seed.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about President's Trophies. Oh, look at all the points we've accumulated. Because that's just not working.
No, I want them to make the playoffs.
Sure.
But I don't care about having the best record.
No.
It's so hard.
That means nothing to me.
It's so hard to wrap my brain around hockey, particularly playoff hockey. Because like, you see a team like the 8 seed, like, you know, we're talking about get to the finals. But then you see a team like Pittsburgh pretty well do it pretty consistently. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a hard thing to wrap my brain around. Because I do believe in puck luck and dumb things have major impact in hockey, more so than stupid things that happen in a basketball or football game. But, man, Pittsburgh seems to find a way generally to overcome it. So it's hard.
You win 7-0, puck luck doesn't matter.
Right.
Pittsburgh is so good offensively, they just outscore you. They don't necessarily need the hot goalie. Now, Nashville has the hot goalie, right?
Pekka Rinne.
That guy is unbelievable.
His numbers have been
Isn't
absurd.
That his favorite dish at Faustos?
I think it might be.
Pecoraya. What is it?
Pecoraya, yeah.
Pecoraya.
Maybe
know
Faustos
what that
should
is.
Change the name.
Yeah, silly butterfly.
Pecoraya is rigatoni and system money.
Do you know you probably would get even a better hook at Faustos if you actually named it the real, if you actually used the real name of the restaurant?
And that's called Ristorante Antipasti.
People actually drive around
looking for Faustos.
Faustos sounds better.
Faustos does sound better.
It sounds better, but you're doing him no good.
Oh, believe me, there's a ton of people have gone in there. I've given him so much business.
I know, it's like JP calling you Bish instead of Lurch.
You know how many people
sudden?
Have gone in there based on my recommendation?
I know.
Probably hundreds.
I stand corrected. You've done him some good.
Yes.
You could do more
Even
good for him if you use the correct name of the restaurant.
I think I have used it before, but I always call it Faustos.
Even though it's a converted Hardee's.
What I've known it as.
Even though it's a converted Hardee's.
Wendy's,
whatever.
Yeah.
See, I can't. I'm sure the food is good.
I'm with you, Cakes.
But I will always have that in the back of my mind that they used to serve Frosties and double bacon cheeseburgers here. And now, they're serving Pekka Rinne.
Now, Sup Dogs is in an old converted gas station, but you know, Sup Dogs is college food.
Right.
You know, you can get over that. Mm-hmm. You can wrap your head around it.
Yeah, but it's like a fine dining establishment.
Well, he did
in a
that
Wendy's.
Because the rent was so cheap. And
of course.
He stole it.
Of course, I get it.
Well, I'm sure he's a smart businessman.
Of course
business
he
man.
Did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's
probably
like
invested in Bitcoin.
If you go into a restaurant that used to be a Pizza Hut, you can just tell. You know, you just go,
right.
This is kind
see
of
the red
nuts.
Roof.
Well, until
yeah,
you
they
taste
still has the roof and everything.
Until you taste the food.
Yeah, but it's hard to get over it. Like, I don't think I would give a restaurant that replaced the Pizza Hut that didn't bother to change the roof. I don't think I would give it a fair shake.
You at least have to paint the roof a different color.
You have to rip the roof off. You can't have the Pizza Hut roof.
I would tend to agree.
Well,
are
there also, Pizza Huts
you
that
also
are
have
still
to remember,
busy?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, probably.
I never see a Pizza Hut busy. Here's where they make their money.
Delivery.
Lunch buffet. They set out the lunch buffet. It's like
they
$6.
Do that
I haven't
they
been
still
to
do
a
that
lunch
bit.
Buffet in years.
I mean, I haven't either, but I know
but
they
I
do
remember
it.
When I went to the lunch buffet in Gaithersburg. Look, this is just one location.
Yeah.
And it was close to where I lived. There never was anybody there. And I remember thinking, there's nobody here for lunch buffet.
Right.
There's never anybody when I drive by it dinner time. It's all delivery. Like a lot of the Pizza Hut, there's a Pizza Hut close to us that's just straight up delivery place.
Yeah.
Their pizza is good, but their one seed are their breadsticks. Oh, they're so good.
I do love
I can
their
eat
pizza.
100 of
their
them.
Their sausage and pepperoni is just
I'm sure it's great.
Off the charts.
But not as good as their breadsticks.
But getting back to Faustos, Bick, is that you got to remember.
Everything.
You got to remember, this is on 30th Street in the middle of white trash Ocean City. There's not a lot of fine dining
exactly
over there.
But that's why I would think you would want to give it the correct name.
I would drive
by it, and I wouldn't even know. Like, I wouldn't know that's the restaurant Jason's talking about. I would be looking for Faustos. Now, can you just remind
okay,
me,
but
why
you
do
you
call it? Did it used to be called Faustos?
No, his name is Fausto. Fausto
so,
DeCaro.
So you're just calling it Faustos because it's his place.
Correct.
So in other words, like if I say I'm going to go play golf at Tom's course.
Essentially the same.
Right.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people, especially the locals, call it Faustos.
Oh, they do. It's a locals
really?
Thing.
I think a lot of people do, yeah.
Okay, then now it's making more sense to me.
I mean.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure.
Or is it a
people
Bish
down there,
thing?
No, if you people who live down there know who Fausto is, so they say, oh, let's go to Fausto.
Grab your flip-flops and go to Fausto's for dinner.
They're not going to say, let's go to Ristorante Antipasti. It takes forever to say that.
It's it's
12 syllables.
Hey. It's a terrible name.
You should tell Fausto. Just change the name.
Is it next to a sensation?
Yeah, sure it is.
Candy Kitchen.
Probably 9 or 10 sensations in those
guys. Guys get so much run on our show.
They do.
I haven't gotten one free appetizer from that dude.
You actually got to walk in first.
Yeah.
You're going to Outer Banks this year.
Get a filet mignon after you play around the putt-putt.
Uh-huh.
I actually found out, this is a dagger. You guys will get a kick out of this. I might have to I might have to go to the Outer Banks only for half of one of those weeks because my daughter made some volleyball thingy that we can't miss.
It's fine. After 3 or 4 days in Outer Banks, you've pretty much done it.
Mm. Oh, no. I like the whole stretch. Now, the whole week.
The only thing that making it a little bit better is I'm going back like 2 weeks later. They're kind of close trips. That's going to suck to unload all your ass.
Clear water.
On a nice sunny day and no wind, it's butt clear. I mean, it's
documented. Hey, look, I'm going in a couple weeks.
Well, I've got to fly down to Myrtle Beach for like a long weekend. Because my family will be down there because my daughter has a huge softball tournament, end of the year softball tournament in Myrtle, and I'll be working. So unless you guys just want to give me the days off.
I don't care.
I'm going to actually fly.
Fly your both?
Well, it'll be a two-man show.
Hey, let's negotiate something because you actually took a week off. I wanted that Friday off to go play golf. I was planning a trip to Chicago. Literally, I was going to put in the date yesterday, and you emailed 5 minutes before me.
Which week?
The one you just emailed yesterday.
Oh, the August week?
Yeah, I wanted that Friday off because I was going to Chicago with Squirrel.
I don't necessarily have plans for that week.
We can negotiate.
But I just wanted to get it on the books.
Yeah, right. Well, you did. I literally was about to book my flight.
Worst comes to worst, it's August. These two donks can do the show.
I know.
I mean, they're just going to be talking about the Redskins for 4 hours.
I know.
It's iced. It's the only ratings.
I know.
They'll be right in the middle of camp.
I know. Maybe I just called Dukes.
We'll be breaking down Kirk's 2-for-4 performance.
Yeah,
we're
talking about Kirk Cousins all day.
Let's take calls.
It'll be awesome.
Redskins predictions.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to do that, Drabby. We're supposed to redo it because we haven't done it post-draft.
I'm not switching up my pick.
Why?
I'm staying the same.
But they had a better draft.
Like, is Jonathan Allen his banged up shoulders, felled him at 17?
Yeah. I don't actually think we have your prediction. You weren't here. EB and Lurch on record for 9-7. I was at 6-10.
I want to do the bid again.
We went game by game.
I want to do the bid again tomorrow.
I think they regress.
We can do it 7-9.
All right, I'm just going to add that. You hand me the notebooks. I just put cakes at 7-9.
7-9. I'm documented.
I like the linebacker, and I like the
you
D-lineman.
Love the linebacker so much you don't even know his name.
Ryan Anderson, get out of here.
Zach Brown.
All right, but you also have to factor in the opponent's drafts.
Yeah, I never factor that in.
That
require real effort.
Don't you?
No, I mean, that requires
gonna,
real effort.
If you're
going
to have a new prediction on the Redskins based on their draft.
Okay, you're making sense, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying it's too much effort.
All right.
A. And B. Here's
the first round picks.
All right. And B. Most so called experts, and nobody knows anything. Believe me, I know that. They gave us very, very high grades. There aren't that many people that they gave a better draft to than us. Maybe
okay,
the Niners.
That's just a draft. The Eagles, for example, in the division, team you play twice, they improved at running back. They improved at wide receiver. That's just free agency.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already did the free agent prediction. Now we got to do the
draft know,
prediction.
I know the defense is better. I know it for a fact. We got rid of the dope coordinator, and you couldn't be worse. So I know for a fact our defense is going to be better. Anybody want to take the bet?
Well, they can't be much worse. I wouldn't take that bet.
Yeah, right, so we're better. And I think the offense will at least be in the same realm. So we're going to be better.
Yeah, I don't think so. I tend to believe they're going to regress.
7-9.
I do.
I'm taking the Vegas under.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. Sean Devaney from the Sporting News joins us here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.